Right now on the telephone with us, we have Stefan Root from Berkshire Bike and Board in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. I think they're also in Pittsfield as well. We'll find out here right now. Stefan, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I'm familiar with the store you have in Great Barrington, but you also have a store in Pittsfield, Massachusetts as well, right?
That is correct, yeah. In the spring of 2013, we expanded to have a second location in Pittsfield, which is just past the RMV. We have a second location right next to the skate park.
All right, and in Great Barrington, for people that don't know, basically, if you know where the Great Barrington Firehouse is, you're right before that.
We're right next to it, right over the big brown bridge, which people seem to know where that is, and then right before the fire station, yep.
All right, so let's talk about your shop. As a shop, you're not just for experienced bikers. You're also for inexperienced bikers who are possibly thinking about doing this for the first time. How do you blend those two together when you have, you know, obviously experienced bikers, because we have so much biking around here, and you have the novice? Is it hard to get the novice in so they feel comfortable and they don't feel a little overwhelmed?
No question. It's an ongoing challenge that we face that, you know, there's the typical bike shop and there's a perception when people go into a bike shop that it's overwhelming in the fact that you have to be in the tribe, so to speak. You have to know the lingo. And we focus really hard on training our staff to make sure that we're much more approachable and asking all the right questions when somebody does come through the door, having product that isn't just in the upper tiers of price points, having bikes that are much more affordable. We've been catering to the entire family since we started. It's where we had our original focus was, catering to kids all the way up to adults. And as we've evolved and matured as a bike shop, we've, began to cater more and more to the higher end as well, but still managing to maintain an open, friendly atmosphere to the first-timer.
Well, what I found interesting when I perused and walked through your store in Great Barrington is that I'm amazed at the inventory, not only of bikes and bike supplies, but the accessories that go along with biking as well as the clothing. You have what appears to be an arrangement of merchandise that could rival even major stores, department stores.
It's definitely an ongoing challenge. There's no question. As the bike has matured over the years, there's this evolution of the bike where every year the bike seems to get segmented more and more. And what I mean by that is, 30 years ago there were two bikes. There was a road bike and a mountain bike, and it was just that simple. And now there's 5-6 different road bikes. There's gravel bikes. There's hybrid bikes. There's bikes for every category of mountain biking you could possibly imagine, whether you're taking a chairlift up, whether you're the guy that only wants to ride uphill, or you're the guy that wants to ride somewhere in between. It's become very challenging as a retailer to have the right product at the right time. And unfortunately, the only way to try to satisfy all of those different niches is to try to stock as much inventory as possible. And yeah, it's definitely a challenge being a independent retailer, whereas you can find everything and anything you want on the internet, and it seems like it's all available. And so for me to compete, I need to have the right product at the right time that somebody can actually touch, feel, get on, and actually go home with that day. So
yeah, and also
that's our challenging goal.
You have to have the knowledge to know what to pull in away, when to pull it in. That's what I find amazing, that you are right there with that. I mean, so it's not just the job of running the shop. It's after you run the shop, outside, what you have to do to get the inventory in there and to stay connected with what you sell.
And I think that kind of speaks to who we are as employees and bike shop managers and owners, is that this is our passion. We do this not because there's a lot of money to be made, but it affords us a lifestyle that we really appreciate. So, we're very immersed in all the goings-ons of the bike industry. What trends are coming? What trends are going? What's hot? What's not? What people are looking for? And so, yeah, we definitely feel like we have our finger on the pulse as what's out there. And that comes down to, all of our staff is passionate about cycling. The only reason they're all here is because they love cycling.
And here's one thing that you offer that you can't get on the internet, and that is, your bikes are guaranteed, and you give also lifetime free tune-ups when you purchase a new bike there.
No question, yeah. So from day one, we've understood that we need to differentiate ourselves, and one of the ways that we did that was to offer lifetime free tune-ups. And we feel it's more than just a sales tactic. Our number one goal as a bike shop is to create cyclists. You know, we have a saying where we don't want to sell you a bike, we want to sell you cycling. And that makes fiscal sense as well as a community sense, whereas if I sell you a bicycle and I never see you again, I may have made a few dollars, but that's, you know, there's so much potential left on the table, whereas if I give you an opportunity to come back and lower the barrier for you to come back and continue to ride your bike, you're going to get into it, you're going to be more apt to continue to cycle, you're going to eventually move up to the next level, you're going to buy the accessories, you're going to buy the clothing. And so it makes more fiscal sense as well as it's a win-win situation.
Now, also, what's one thing that you can do that you can't do on the internet? And this is, I think, most important. No matter how much you think you know about a bike, you really don't know about a bike until you actually take a test ride on one.
There's no question. There's a few individuals out there that have been in the game, yeah, and they know every nuanced little detail, and they can purchase a bike because they know every detail, but you never know until you ride it. And what's kind of crazy is that you would think that two bikes in a similar price point with similar components are going to ride very similar, but as you become more and more of a cyclist, the differences become more and more pronounced. And you're like, wow, there's a big difference between this. This one does this a little bit better. This one does that a little bit better. And because these are my priorities as a cyclist, this one's going to meet my needs better. And so, yeah, there's no substitute for taking a bike for a test ride.
We're speaking with Stefan Root once again of Berkshire Bike and Board, which is located at 29 State Road in Great Barrington. Now, if you had one thing to say to a person, somebody who's listening right now, who's probably like me, someone who thinks about biking on just a two-wheeler and going out and having a good time, and there might be a little tentative, do you invite them into the shop so they get that tentativeness off and they can get back on a bike?
No question. So there's no obligation test rides, and so there's no substitute, like I said, for getting on a bike. So even if you haven't been on a bike for 20, 30, 40 years and you come back because this is something you think you want to try and you are feeling a little timid, the saying really does hold true. It's like riding a bike, you never forget. And so where we're located, we're pretty lucky. We have a nice dead-end road that is really conducive for somebody to go out and get comfortable. And you'd be surprised that it comes right back to people, and somebody may be a little bit wobbly for the first few pedal strokes, but the minute you get your momentum going, things come right back, and it brings back all these emotions that you had when you first learned to ride a bike, which is it's special to see people come back and have big smiles on their faces.
Well, once again, that's Berkshire Bike and Board. Two locations, Pittsfield on East Street, but in Great Barrington, 29 State Road, right next to the firehouse. Now, you're open 7 days a week, right?
We are open 7 days a week, yes.
413-528-5555. And what's your address on the web?
BerkshireBikeAndBoard.com.
Stefan, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you.